Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:35. We know that Netanyahu has headed off to the United States. He's going to be meeting President Donald Trump. And I've become a little curious about these things because I'm not really sure that everything we see, and well, we've certainly been shown that everything we think is happening is happening. So in other words, we saw a lot of smoke and mirrors with regard to the meetings and the time before Iran was attacked. So is this, the question of course is this really about everything that we think it is? Joining us from the United States this morning, John Day. John, a very good morning to you. How are you? Well, thank you. Firstly, I hope you had a great weekend, the July 4th weekend. What did you do? Tell us. John, can you hear us? Can you hear me? Oh, I can see that you are there, but John is, Mukund, is everything right on that, on your side? Must I unmute? Oh, you see, that things change. Ah, you didn't used to unmute. Right, there we go. John, can you hear me now?
Yes, Howard, good morning.
Good morning. Apologies for that. I was jabbering away, and I realized you couldn't hear. So first of all, did you have a great long weekend? How was July 4th weekend?
Yeah, July 4th, lovely. Nice long weekend, quiet as I like it. Lots of fireworks. You know, the dog did not get too unhappy, which is good.
So that's a good thing. Yeah, brilliant. The story in with the flooding, has that put a dampener on people's weekends?
Yeah, it was horrible. You know, Central Texas, this river, the Guadalupe River, and these people who were camping there, young campers at their summer camps, and I think 100 people have been killed in this
terrible
flooding, and
so really,
that's
really
sort of
just
been
awful.
Awful stuff.
Let's just talk about Netanyahu heading to the United States to talk with, to speak with Donald Trump. I've become a little of a conspiracy theorist because every time they get together, we think it's about one thing and then something else lands up happening. Is there a sense that this is really about that which they're telling us, which is a greater peace agreement Abraham Accord? Is this about peace in the Middle East?
At least on the face of it, it is. It's about Trump has a he wants an agreement to end the war, to get hostages returned. I mean, you know, Trump is on this roll. He wants he's trying to flex his muscle, and he thinks he can get this, coming from the momentum of the Iran ceasefire. You know, he's got his eyes set on ending all the activity in Gaza. And, you know, the thing he really wants, and I mean, you know, he may wind up getting it. He wants a Nobel Peace Prize. That's his, apparently, people who know him say that's the one goal here. And he's wanting to get these, you know, have these victories on his way to getting one. So, yeah, at least on the face of it, he wants a ceasefire. He wants the hostages returned, both live and deceased. And you know, he sees it as his legacy is going to be bringing peace to that part of the world.
Considering this event that just took place in Texas, where you've got a localized event that is tragic, that people obviously need support support for, is this going to be difficult for him to balance? Because there's this narrative about America first. There's this narrative from the Tucker Carlsons that, you know, Americans are literally will be dying for Israel. And now you've got a situation where Trump will be meeting Netanyahu as he flies across the world and is focusing on this war in Gaza. How problematic is this for Donald Trump?
Well, you know, he does feel like internationally he has chalked up a lot of victories, and he wants to have one more, getting a ceasefire and an end to the war. Domestically, you know, he's actually the other thing he got this giant budget bill passed, which he's obviously happy about. You know, one thing that's about this Texas situation His the big major cuts that he had made to all these various federal agencies might be coming back to haunt him because the Weather Service, apparently, the National Weather Service took some steep cuts, and there have been a lot of complaints that the Weather Service didn't have these positions filled. And the reason the positions weren't filled is because the budget had been cut. And, you know, there may be an ability to link a failure of the government weather forecasting service and the warning service in Texas to the earlier budget cuts that Trump and Elon Musk had been so happy about. So we'll see if that gets.
Wow, that will be interesting.
Anywhere. But,
yes.
Yeah. But I think, but internationally, he's, you know, he's, I mean, he really is on a roll.
Well, just to go back to that, from a legal perspective, does the U.S. president have the power to commit or enforce an international agreement without congressional approval?
Yeah, short answer is yes, he can do that. Doesn't need the approval. He needs the approval of Congress to technically to engage in war. That was the thing that the issue the Democrats were trying to raise on the bombing of the Iranian facilities was that this was done. This was basically an act of war against another country that was conducted without the approval or participation of Congress. You know, it was an incredibly popular activity here and domestically. So that argument didn't get the Democrats very far. But he doesn't need congressional approval to enter into any other kind of deal or force through a ceasefire, only if it would involve, you know, a declaration of war on another country. In the Iranian case, it didn't really matter, and the issue died after the success. If there had been a failure, you know, if there had been,
right.
Yeah,
then it would have been a very different discussion.
Right.
What's fascinating to me is the negotiations are taking place in Doha between Israel and whoever Hamas's intermediaries are. So, what then would the purpose of this discussion be? It's got to be much broader than that. Otherwise, this whole meeting, and it seems to be at a very high level, there's almost no one in the senior administration who Netanyahu isn't meeting with. So it does seem to be about something much broader than the agreement that is being negotiated in Doha. Does that make sense?
It does. He's throwing different negotiators, different players at the various opposite numbers. So I know it will be interesting to see if there's sort of a linkage between the Doha negotiations and what he's trying to do here. Is it a grandmaster strategy, or is he just throwing things against the wall to see what sticks? But he's, you know, his luck has been holding, and he's certainly a believer in luck. Former casino owner.
Right. Therefore, he shouldn't. Well, it's only if you own the casino that you have a lot of luck, right? But it is
house always wins.
That's exactly. In terms of the agreement itself, can this lead to a binding agreement? These two world leaders meeting, or is it really just about the optics and positioning?
Well, it could lead to it. I mean, the question is going to be what's the practicalities of, you know, what it leads to as far as the day-to-day existence of, you know, what does Gaza look like? Does this sort of a approach, is it globally encompassing everything that needs to be taken care of, or is it just focusing on, just a ceasefire, or is there a framework about control of Gaza, and is it something that the U.S. and the Europeans are working on? Are the Europeans even involved? I think that's an interesting question to see if Trump is willing to share the glory, if there is any.
Do we know how long these meetings are scheduled for? How long they will be together?
I don't. I think it was just a relatively short. It's Netanyahu's third visit in I think 6 months.
Yeah, incredible.
A lot of time in the Oval Office, and I think there's this momentum that both leaders are hoping to capitalize on coming off Iran.
Yeah, that's going to be very, very intriguing as to how this plays out. John Day, thank you. As always, we'll certainly catch up with you. And I hope you can get some rest. I'm sure it's been a very tiring weekend. And just enjoy whatever is left of it. It is 6:45. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. What do you think this Trump-Netanyahu meeting is all about?